Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. Day two, we're at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Coming out and say, hey, we'll be here till 11 o'clock tonight. So no time like now to come on out and say, hey, we're in the third round of this NFL draft. Still waiting on a possible Saints move back into this round, guys. But
Steve, they're going to kick us out again like we got kicked out last night?
Maybe, right? Huh?
You know, we had some stragglers with us, though. I mean, they I don't know if they were listening to us, but
the door was already locked on us.
We know it. Mike had to unlock it.
I was waiting for the alarm to go off.
Yeah, Mike had to unlock it. I mean, but they did a great job. But man, you know, Hooters is jam packed in there. And I mean, we it may be a little cool outside, but I just went inside. It is jam packed in there, and the food is always really, really good. So if you got time, you got a little freedom on your hand. Dip on through.
You know, this is where I typically get in trouble, right? Right, Deuce? You've been with me enough. You know that I say things that maybe get me in trouble a little bit.
That's why I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to jump in this
conversation or not.
Yep, that's why I'm trying to see where you're trying to take me. So to here, get not only one person in trouble,
well, I'm not,
you're trying to get two people in trouble.
It ain't going to be about Joe Woods going to Grambling.
Huh?
It ain't going to be about Joe Woods going to Grambling.
Well, I take that trouble over some other trouble that you're trying to get me into.
I like Hooters. I've always liked Hooters. Greg Gibson stopped by a little while ago. I've been coming here many, many years. No one told me. No one checked with me. There's no orange outfits. They're wearing black. The young, all the waitresses and everybody helping all the tables are wearing black.
The legendary orange shorts.
The legendary orange shorts and the white tops are not here. Maybe this is their home game.
It's their alternate uniform, yeah.
Alternate uniforms?
For the draft.
And I feel like wait a minute. We have an answer.
So.
Black on Friday.
I told you it was the day.
Hold on.
All right. I'm really going to get in trouble.
And we wear white and orange on the rest of the week.
Leah, he hadn't been coming in consistently to know that the uniforms are changing. Is that what's happening?
If he was consistent, he'd know on Fridays we wear black.
Uh-huh.
And during
that's a good
football
thing, right?
Season,
yes,
we wear black majority of the time.
Okay. We got that clear.
Can't hate on the black.
I was not hating on the black.
You tell them.
I love the black. It startled me, and as a stockholder as I am in Hooters, I thought they would have heard about the orange and white change, but all good.
Oh. So we got to go through you first.
So you know who to talk to,
Greg
now,
Gibson,
right?
It ain't Greg. It's the young lady's choice. It's not Greg. It's their choice, Mike. So.
Oh, I wish it was our choice.
Well, hey, I'm trying to give you a little up, you know, help you out a little bit, but you're not helping here.
No, not too much. I'm not the best at helping. I just go with the flow. I ain't gonna lie there.
I see that train coming. That train
just passed up.
Well,
we appreciate your help. Everybody's been super nice. And Deuce is right. Inside is just jamming and having a great time. We're out on the porch. And there's people out here, too.
No, it's good out here.
It's
awesome.
It's been a little packed out here earlier. But I guess since the sun went down, it's not that much busy out here anymore.
No, wait. Do you remember what I told you earlier? Where are we tomorrow?
Y'all are at...
Rouse's.
That's right. 11 to 6 right on Power Boulevard.
Yes.
We like to have the people where we are promote where we're going to be.
There you go. I like that.
She said,
well,
if you
I heard it from the Hooters girl. Go to Rouse's from 11 to 6.
On Power.
And then come on through the Hooters.
That's right.
And then come to Hooters. Yep. Get some wings.
Are y'all wearing orange and white tomorrow?
Yes, we are.
I will be here.
There you go.
Thanks, Leah. We're going to strike that from the record, right? Well, that's not going to be out.
That was a paid commercial.
That is
unpaid.
That will be on the podcast, my brother. You ain't got to worry about it. That is going to be up live within the next 15 minutes.
I'm just checking texts. Nothing yet.
It's coming. Don't worry about it.
I got one.
That would be the perfect time for us to take that news break.
You need more news.
Come on out here on the Hooters on Vets in Metairie. We'll be here till 11 o'clock tonight. Hoot at everyone. Here's the news. We'll be right back with more WWL's Draft Fest coverage.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back into the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. Day two as we're rolling on here in the third round. A couple picks just coming off the board at 77 overall offensive tackle out of Maryland, Delmar Glaze, going to the Las Vegas Raiders. The Houston Texans getting USC's Kalen Bullock. And then it was Matt Monclaves from Pitt, offensive tackle, going to the Indianapolis Colts. Cincinnati Bengals, the pick is in. We're currently waiting on that.
So who got Bullock?
That was the Houston Texans.
Man, one thing with Caden is, Jermaine Burton. Deuce and I were just talking about him. He just got picked by the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, one thing with Jermaine, he is super talented, but good Lord, he's live wire, no insulation. Man, he got to calm his nerves out on the field. Every game is like he's plugged up. Man, he's all over the board, but you talk about a big play guy. Initially, he's a California guy who was a longtime commit to LSU. Waits till signing day, and Coach O's there. And he says, Jermaine, we haven't gotten the signing part deal with you. Oh, I'm fixing the Senate, Coach. 2 hours passed, nothing happened, found out he signed on with Georgia instead. And then played a little while at Georgia and decides I'm going to Alabama. But he is a big play athlete. But I think, man, you know, his temperament, he's got to calm down a little bit. I love to see a guy with energy. Really do. You can't teach it or coach it. But he got a little bit too much of it. You know, and so, you know, he can't get plugged in like that. But to go with Cincinnati and to have Joe Burrow calm his nerves, I think it's a good deal. And we all know that either this is the last year of T. Higgins or he'll never play another snap for the Bengals. one way or another.
Right.
And so this
they're
is
not
the replacement. They're not going to pay T. Higgins because they got to pay Jamar.
Right.
Guys, looking at some of the other things going on besides this NFL draft right now, LSU baseball, a 5-0 winner today over Auburn, taking
they
game one of
that
series. Definitely did. We'll see what happens. Obviously, the next two games, Tigers really could use a sweep over those other Tigers. And obviously, a big one tomorrow in the city. Besides Jazz Fest, there's this playoff series continuing on. Pelicans.
Man, I'm watching Dallas.
That's a must-win game right there.
Man,
I see that right now.
Man,
yeah, watching Dallas and the Clippers. Clippers are – they were getting thumped. They had got it down to 9, and Dallas just went on another run. But you talk about the Pelicans, man. The blender, the Smoothie King Center needs to be jumping. And I wish that game was at late. I wish it was late.
I wish it was late.
7 o'clock.
Right,
seven
the time
o'clock.
I want a 9 o'clock game, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, 7 o'clock on Saturday night in New Orleans. But TV, nah,
pays the bill.
Pays the bill. Nah, we're going to put you at 2:30. Middle of the day, we're going to stick you at 2:30. So it still should be a really, really good atmosphere. And I hope the fans are able to show up and go pull for that team because, you know, it's been tough. It's been tough at OKC. You lose that first one really, really close to that last one.
You
really
should have won it.
You should have won that first one. And the last one, obviously, you really were never in the game once they got going from the three-point line. And so just made it tough. And, man, maybe being back at home gets this team to rolling where they can – you know, win a couple of them on Saturday and Monday.
Fans that are attending the game can take advantage, too. They announced the Smoothie King Center will have concessions 50% off.
50% off?
12:30 to 2:30.
Right, open the door two hours early.
Yeah.
They open the doors
they
2 hours early.
They want you in the building. Let's go.
And 50% off on all concessions. So you'll get to see a lot of the players do their pre-workout.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of the guys go in and they get a workout in, you know, even before their warm-up. And so if you're in the building, you get to go in. You can get your concessions. You can watch. You can listen to us. You can listen to us be
That's
able to
right.
talk. But as well, you can see some of those guys get their early workout in.
Deuce, the other thing, too, is in OKC, we had Jen Hale on, sideline reporter for the Pels, and she talked about the energy in Oklahoma City and how the fans were really into it. And she said it was really loud. Once they got rolling, it got really, really loud. And it was like a whiteout game.
Yeah,
they put it to them.
It was an avalanche. It's just an avalanche from that standpoint.
You can cheer pretty well when you shoot like they shot.
Man, they were unbelievable.
Game one and game two. They shot 44% in game one and more than that from the three.
At one time?
In game two. I mean,
they were shooting almost 60% at one time.
That's where the change has to come tomorrow at the Smoothie King Center.
Pels will still be without Zion Williamson dealing with that strain hamstring, hoping he can make it back if the series gets extended a little longer, but definitely for the second round if you're able to get past OKC. But it would be really nice to see if the Pels can make it to a game 6 or 7 if Z can get back on the court.
Yeah, I think he was supposed to have another scan. Was it this past Tuesday or this upcoming Tuesday? He's supposed to get another scan of that hamstring.
A couple of the national guys that said they don't expect him back. Somebody leaked that. So I don't think we'll see him. You know, even if it does get extended. Somebody told some of the national guys in the NBA about it. And so, you know, they're not normally wrong with those sort of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing definitely to hear because this team definitely needs him right now, especially the postseason. And, man, he looked like a different
guy. The best game he's ever played for the Pelicans and to go down like that.
Right.
Man.
Yeah,
busted luck.
So all kinds of busted luck with the Pels. Hopefully they can reverse their fortunes at home, too, because we know it has not been great in the Smoothie King Center.
They started really, really well at home, and then you go on that six-game homestand, and the bottom falls out for you, and you hadn't been able to get your mojo back playing at home. I mean, you've been a better road team up until, obviously, the playoffs. You've been a better road team than you've been at home. And so, you know, you've got to defend the home court, and that's one thing that they're going to be shooting to do.
We'll get back into our draft coverage when we get back on our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage right here after this break on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Steve Geller along here with Deuce McAllister, Mike D'Attelier, Mike Haas, bringing you every pick of the draft, plus all-pro analysis. Come join us here on Hooters on Vets and Metairie. We got food, wings, cold beer, $5 margaritas here till 11 o'clock, tickety-tock. We'd love to see and meet you. Guys, the NFL draft obviously rolling on here in round three. Saw that in Denver's pick with 76 overall drafting Utah's Jonah Ellis, defensive end. So
I know he knows about the
Sean Payton getting Caden's brother.
Yeah, and I'm going back. I know the dad, Luther,
yes,
who played a long time in the NFL with the Lions, and then Caden got picked, and there's a brother in between them. I think he got
in Philadelphia.
Injured. Yeah, he was with the Eagles right for a while. And then now you got another Ellis. Genetics. It does help.
Right.
And he can play. He's a really good edge rusher.
Guys, we talked about a little off mic, now coming back to with the 83rd overall pick. Running back out of Michigan, Blake Corum goes off the board to the L.A. Rams. Not going to Harbaugh with the Chargers.
He's a little bitty back, but boy, he's a heavy-duty dude. Man, he didn't carry the water and two buckets full for Michigan. And you look at that system with the Rams, and boy, they hit goal with a late-round pick in Kyron Williams from Notre Dame. And then, bang, you got now Blake Corum to come. And he's also a really good receiver coming out of the backfield. So you can split the carries there. Sean McVay can coach. People might not like him, but that dude can coach.
Well, particularly when you talk about, you know, scheming up players to be able to use them to their talent. And here's the thing, you know, NIL probably played a piece in him coming back to Michigan this past year. And this is probably where you had him being drafted anyway, anywhere between late one to second round possibly. But he was going to be a third round guy. And that's a really good fit for him because you talk about wide zone scheme and being able to use him a little bit, one cut, and being able to use him a little bit as far as the gap scheme or the power runner. That's who he is.
And, again, you got one shot at him because he's not a big target. And the Pittsburgh Steelers
back-to-back Michigan guys
picked a Michigan guy. This dude can flat-out fly. Roman Wilson. Now, lasted a little bit longer than I thought he would, to be honest with you. But he is a really good route runner, sharp into and out of his cuts and his breaks. And he lulls you to sleep with his speed. He's got the ability to pull away, and he's got excellent eye-hand coordination. Man, have the Steelers loaded up this offseason?
Hey, and they're also not done, right? So we're in the third round, the Steelers got another pick.
What?
We just had the Rams. The Rams have another pick. The Packers have two more. So what I'm saying is
Somebody should deal something to the
Saints. Move forward here in the final few picks, the last pick in the third round is the 100th pick by the Commanders. So the Rams, who just picked, have another pick. The Packers have two picks to go. Arizona just picked. They got another pick. Tampa has two picks still to go. So the end of this kind of stretch of the third round is going to be dominated by about four or five teams.
Well, and you got those compensatory
right
picks. Yeah, and that's what you're starting to get that are falling in, particularly in that third round.
Right, starting it with Jacksonville at 96, 97, 98, 99. All those are compensatory, but it's like – it's just kind of strange to have really only about 12, 14 picks left.
And how many teams? Five?
Well, I mean, a little bit more than that. But the Packers picked twice. Tampa picks twice. Arizona just picked. They're picking again. So it's interesting.
We're talking about the Cleveland Browns on the clock right now making a pick. And right after them is Philadelphia. I feel like the Eagles have been making tons of selections this draft.
Man, one thing with Howie. He collects picks
all over
the place, man. And Howie gets criticized for some things, but I do give him
Justin
credit.
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, well.
Okay, the one mistake was a big one.
Man, it was a big one, picking Jalen Reagor instead of Justin. But, man, he has hit on a lot of those picks, Steve. Now, I'm not sure he got the right head coach. Because something happened at the end of the season.
Really awkward.
Man, it all came apart like a cheap suit. for them.
Here's the other thing, too. You changed OCs.
Right.
And DCs.
You changed DCs. And I think that probably made a bigger impact that they wanted to, than they want to, you know, probably admit. But here's the thing when you talk about all those picks, and look who's been paid on that team.
Right.
So you've got to start playing some younger guys. I mean, because you lose a guy like Fletcher, you know, and the jury's still out on the big man pick.
Jalen Carter?
Yeah, well, Carter, but before Carter, your other big man from Georgia, who was supposed to be the mountain of a man, the big defensive tackle.
Oh, yeah. I know the big guy, the big defensive tackle.
From Georgia.
Georgia, right.
From Georgia.
I mean, he ain't done squat.
That's what I mean.
He done nothing.
That's my point. Jordan Davis was supposed to be the huge mismatch, and he was supposed to solve a lot of the problems for them, but, you know.
He got one problem. Well, like me. He can't say I'm full.
Well, that and he hadn't been as explosive. He's probably been a little more stiff because he is a huge
and
guy.
And he's heavy now.
Yeah, he's a huge guy.
Dude.
So, you know, he's had a problem with being able to be out there for more than, you know, consecutive plays, three or four consecutive plays, and he's probably got to come out. So he's been able to hit on a lot of guys as far as, you know, you talk about quarterback being able to get that done right, and then having the offensive line in place and hitting on a couple of your D line as far as rush guys is concerned. But
his offensive line has been good too.
Well, but that's what I'm saying.
Offensive line.
Yeah, good. But that's what I'm saying. And so now I've paid a lot of guys. I've got to hit on some of these draft picks to kind of balance that out, where I've got some cheaper guys that are paying off.
And Devin White.
Well, you just, right. signed,
yeah,
Devin.
Just signed Devin.
Well, Devin, and that's almost like a prove it deal for Devin,
yeah,
though, as well.
So. I think
you're
right.
That's almost like a prove it deal.
Also, back in Philly, a guy that trashed the Eagles fan base on his way out, Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
Yeah, Chauncey's back. Yeah, Chauncey's back.
Seems to have that perfect kind of attitude and fit for Philadelphia, for me, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they hate him, they love him, and
you hate him,
and then they love him again.
Looking at this draft board right now, guys, what do we got? The Cleveland Browns were on the clock. Still haven't had the selection in.
I guess we're coming up to the podium now.
Mentioning the fact of before that it was Roman Wilson from Michigan. Then it was the Blake Corum pick. Back-to-back Wolverines going off the board there. And we'll see what the Cleveland Browns end up doing. Their biggest needs I'm seeing here listed on the ESPN board: linebacker, running back, safety, and edge.
And then I think it's the Colts. I think there was a trade in there. I don't think it's Philly, unless you and I are on different pages.
Make that three Michigan plays.
Wow, back to back.
Well, they were supposed to break the record this year. I don't know if they actually break it with how many players being picked, but they were projected to break the record.
They put that 2019 LSU team in the sights.
Yeah.
They put that in the sights.
Yeah.
So now the 23rd pick in round three was originally Houston's, then went to Philly, as now Indianapolis Colts are on the clock. They've made a deal with Philadelphia. After that, it'll be the Dallas Cowboys, maybe, then followed by the Packers and Tampa Bay. We'll wait to see, obviously.
Cowboys need a running back, don't they?
Yeah, indeed. Cowboys do need a running back. And there's a pretty good one still on the board as well, though.
I think we've only had two or three go off.
Yeah, we saw Jonathan Brooks get selected. Then Trey got selected, and Blake, he got selected.
So three.
So
looking at the best available backs, guys.
Philadelphia trades a pick to San Francisco.
Man, that's all they need.
What
Blake.
Is going on? Wait.
What happened with the Colts?
I'm looking at the Colts on the clock.
So, guys, the best running back still left on the board here, Marshawn Lloyd from USC, Jalen Wright, Tennessee, Ray Davis, Kentucky, and Braylon Allen, Wisconsin.
Okay, we saw Jalen Wright.
Yep.
Man, he is electrifying. Man, he can flat out run. Now, he's got to be in the right scheme, but boy, he's got some wheels on him. And this is about the spot you would think that Jalen Wright would get selected.
Well, and you talk about Lloyd as well. Lloyd's a good player over there. Yeah, Lloyd's a good player over there.
You did some games South Carolina, right?
Yeah, South Carolina. Did a couple of his games. He and Leggett, both of those guys. I mean, because Leggett, you can line him up, and we know he got picked by Carolina. They moved back in to get him. You can line him up at tailback, and, you know, so they'll use him all over the field. You know, the thing that you got to start looking for, and when you talk about backs in this area, Mike, and I agree with you, what type of fit?
Yeah.
Because each one of them may not fit certain teams. What type of offense am I going to run, and does this kid, you know, really fit because a third rounder, you still expect him to play and make the squad. A third rounder is not a guy that you don't expect to say, hey, look, we're going to take him, and he may not be able to make the squad. That's really probably fifth, sixth rounder where it's like, he may make it, but it's going to take him a little time. Third rounder, I'm expecting that guy to make it and be able to play and contribute.
And the 49ers have selected Kansas offensive tackle Dominic Puna. Now, one thing with Puna is the fact I don't think he stays at tackle. I think he's going to be kicked inside to the guard spot. But he is a really good football player, and he lasted a little bit longer than I thought. He had started at Central Missouri, if my memory's right, with him. Yeah, I just saw it flash. And so, but he is a big guy who can move, and in that system with the 49ers and how they run the football, he's perfect. He's a big road grader. That's what they're looking for. And the guy was a pretty good technician as a pass protector. But his strength is his physicality and the ability to get after you in the running game.
Looking at Puna, 6'5", 313 pounds out of Kansas. Gus, a few picks remaining here in this third round. What would it take, you think, draft capital-wise for the Saints to jump into this round? Is it going to end up costing you a pick next year? I think it's obvious,
you know,
at this point, huh?
It's obvious. If you want to get
back
into this.
There's no way like three fifth-rounders are getting you a third.
No.
Not at this point.
No.
Not at this point. I mean, I think you're better off served just to wait. I mean, unless there's three picks, four? We're looking at 87, so there's 13 of them left.
Yeah, 13 right. to 100.
I mean, that's still a pretty good spread to be able to jump in here in the third round. I mean, there's got to be at least a guy that I really like that I feel like that can really help me, but it's going to cost you next year. It's not going to cost you a fourth next year. It's going to cost you a third.
It's going to cost you a third and something this year.
Yeah, well, a third and then, you know, probably two of your fifth rounders. Two of your fifth rounders.
I wouldn't be surprised if they jump back in. It's in round four.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Because remember, we did it last year, and we thought we would wait a while, and I told you, the Saints are on the board.
Next thing you know, the Saints are up.
The math works a lot better,
that was
draft capital-wise, draft value-wise on that chart to get into the fourth than the third. Third's a different ball game.
But here's the thing as well. When you talk about a future fourth and maybe only one fifth, it's a lot easier to probably see, because here's the thing as well. You will probably get – and it'll all be dependent upon free agents loss and free agents sign. You will probably get one of those picks back next year as far as a fourth rounder when you talk about from a free agency loss standpoint.
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking about the capital they have right now, trade value wise. But you're right, when you start talking next year, it changes the math entirely.
We're going to step away, take a break on our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. We're at Hooters Out Vets in Metairie. We'll be right back with more of our coverage right here on WWL. Stay tuned. TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage at the Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Rolling on here in the third round of the draft. We just had the Dallas Cowboys selecting linebacker out of Notre Dame, Marist Liaofu. And then the Green Bay Packers taking USC running back Marshawn Lloyd. That was the 88th overall pick. Then we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Guys are currently on the clock. We'll see what the Saints NFC division rival does at this pick.
Yeah, Marshawn, he went from one SC to another SC. He went from South Carolina to USC. He cashed in a little bit of NIL money, but he is a really good back. Short, squatty guy, but, man, he's got good moves. Catch the football real well coming out of backfield. My thought is USC didn't use him enough. Come on, you couldn't put everything on Caleb for every play. They should have run the football more with Marshawn Lloyd. He went to the Senior Bowl, and he was really, really impressive. Practices and also in the game.
Surprised Dallas didn't pick before?
Yeah, that would have been my thought. And the Bucs, as normal, their GM has always had a tendency to go for defensive backs, you know, in the middle rounds. Third, fourth round, the Bucs have picked Tyke Smith from Georgia, the safety. And, again, I wouldn't be surprised with the other third-round pick, they pick a corner because it's one of those deals where if you read the book on him, he has always talked about, I don't like to use first, second-round picks on defensive backs. I'd much rather third, fourth round, fifth round. I think that's where you get your value as far as defensive backs are concerned. Sure enough, he comes up to pick, and it's Tyke Smith, who is a really good football player. They used him a lot as a blitz
He's
guy.
He's a blitzer guy, the guy that plays off the slot, you know, guy that comes up, makes the tackle as far as in the open field, and that fits what they do defensively as well. I mean, you talk about a guy that's been around, won a lot of games, can play probably, you know, in the flat as far as a safety. I don't
know
how
his range. He's also played some slot.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I don't know what his range looks like to be able to cover a deep third of the field, but I'm sure he has that capability. So, I mean, that's a good pick for the Buccaneers.
Right now, the Arizona Cardinals on the clock. That'll be followed by Green Bay, and then Tampa once again will have a pick.
Yeah, the Cardinals pick is in, so we're just waiting on it, and that puts the Packers back on the clock. It feels like the Packers-Buccaneers show right now.
Yeah, they're just flipping cards at this point in time. So the Cardinals pick is in, and we'll hear that in just a second and give it to you.
Let's see. Arizona thus far. Marvin Harrison Jr., Darius Robinson. Don't refresh on me.
Oh, that always happens at the right time.
Max Melton, Trey Benson, the running back, Isaiah Adams, the guard, Tip Rearman, the tight end out of Illinois. So this is their 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this is their seventh pick.
And it is a cornerback.
Yeah, Elijah Jones, a big, tall cover corner.
Yeah, he's a lanky corner.
Man,
6'1".
He got some lift with
almost
him.
Almost 200 pounds, 185, 190 pounds. I mean, you talk about a guy that could probably line up at safety, play a little free safety, but he's a corner. And so being physical, you see him being able to come up and make a tackle, but also being able to cover some space and be able to run pretty good as well.
And 5 interceptions last year for BC. He's a ball hawk. But, you know, he didn't run the fastest time. And again, sometimes you get caught up in all those numbers. They say they don't, but come on. That is a factor there. I really like Elijah Jones. Every time I've watched him play, he has been really good, and he is a physical player that matches up well against the bigger, taller receivers that you see so much of in the NFL.
Well, and that's why I mentioned, you know, having the ability to maybe play a little free safety. Yeah. If speed is truly a concern with you, you know, just put him back there deep where you know he's still got range. The angle's a little bit different going from corner to safety, but at least you know you can get him on the field.
And, Deuce, you talked about this earlier, and that was the importance of a team like Arizona to utilize and strike on these picks. This was their fourth third-round pick. Four picks in the third round. So, you know, exactly what you talked about earlier. You know, they didn't start the third round with four picks. So they ended it with four picks. They traded up to get where they are, but that's exactly what you talked about. You got to hit on them.
You got to hit on them.
Youngest team in the NFL last year. And they're going to stay that way.
By the way,
they're not done. They got 5 more picks.
Good.
One in the fourth, 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth, and 1 in the seventh. So,
it's been awfully quiet on the quarterback front today, guys. And 2 guys still on the board wondering if we're going to hear
Spencer Rattler and Michael Pratt.
Exactly.
Because we thought this would probably be the round they get selected.
Well, I thought Pratt would probably be second round, to be honest. I thought Mike would be a second rounder. Thought he would be a second rounder. So for him to still be on the board, and particularly for Spencer, I mean, because you had the 6 guys go yesterday, but nothing so far. And, you know, obviously I thought that there was 3 guys or 4 guys that would be top 10, and, you know, all of them went top 15. And, you know, it looks like teams are saying now, oh, we don't need any more. We got all the quarterbacks we want. We're good.
We got 10 picks left in this round and on the day. We'll be back in action, obviously, tomorrow. 11 a.m. at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. We'll be bringing all the picks for rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7. That's a heck of a haul of a day for us.
Yeah. We're used to the clam bake.
Yeah, I was about to say, it'll go fast because those aren't 10 minutes. Those aren't 5 minutes. Those are like 2 minutes.
It's 5, and then the seventh round is actually 4 minutes. I mean, that's like being on the clock, and then it'll be boom, boom, boom.
And then those guys in all that time frame, too, are on the phone with guys that they know are going to be free agents, trying to get them to commit real quick.
Once you get in that fifth round, call this prospect, and let them know that we like them, but we don't know if we're going to be able to pick them. We only have so many picks, or, you know, coach says we still need this, and you may not be on the board, but we want you to be committed to coming to us. And like Mike was saying, if you go ahead and commit, we can talk the numbers with your agent as soon as this draft is over.
You know, the other thing, too, is, and I thought he'd go in this area, Mekhi Wingo from LSU. Yeah. He's not the biggest cat in the world. All I know is he's productive. No matter where he plays, and Pete Jenkins had told me my idea once I went there, I was going to play him at defensive end. I was going to move Jefferson over a little bit, and I was going to play him at defensive end because he said, man, I'm telling you, Mike, he can rush the quarterback. And then, bang, he gets hurt. And he don't get to play. But Mekhi Wingo, I don't care if it was at Missouri or at LSU, when he was on the field, he was productive. And he's a six-foot guy at the very most. But, man, he's a playmaker up front.
Waiting on the Green Bay Packers pick to come in here, and then it'll be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we kind of joked about it earlier, but your guy's still out there right now, TJ Tampa. Could it happen where he ends up being the Buccaneer selection?
Would be ironic.
Be funny to see the Tampa jersey with Tampa on the back.
Yeah, be pretty neat.
All right, we're going to step away, take a break real quick, come back with more of our Draft Fest coverage on WWL, get the Green Bay Packers pick, and then it's Tampa Bay. We'll be talking about the NFC South when we get back right here on WWL's Draft Fest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.